Report, nearly 70 shot during weekend in Mayor Lori Lightfoot's Chicago. By A.W.R. Hawkins on June 28, 2021. Nearly 70 people were shot during another violent weekend in Mayor Lori Lightfoot's, D., Chicago. Breitbart News noted 27 were shot Friday into Saturday night alone, and by Monday morning at 5:15 a.m. ABC7 reported the number of shooting victims had risen to at least 67. 17 people were shot, 2 killed, in 2 attacks on Sunday alone. One of the shootings was a drive-by, which injured 5 and killed 1. The other was an attack by at least 3 armed men, resulting in 10 wounded and 1 dead. The drive-by shooting took place about 8:45 p.m. Sunday night near E. 71st Street and Jeffrey Boulevard. 6 people were standing on the sidewalk when someone inside a passing SUV opened fire, killing a female and wounding 5 males. The deceased female was shot 6 times. Hours later, at 11 p.m., 3 armed men came out of an alley and opened fire near W. 63rd Street and S. Artesian Avenue in Marquette Park. The gunshots struck 6 men and 5 women, and one of the women succumbed to her wounds. CNN pointed out that the surviving women were ages 24 to 57 and the wounded men were ages 21 to 42. The condition of the men ranged from good to serious. Chicago, like all of Illinois, has a red flag law, a 72-hour waiting period on gun purchases, and a requirement that would-be gun buyers first acquire a firearm owner's identification, FOID, card. Acquisition of the FOID card involves a background check. Moreover, Chicago is seated in Cook County and that county has an assault weapons ban. The Chicago Tribune reported 316 homicides in the Windy City during the time frame of January 1, 2021, through June 23, 2021. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer-slash-curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @Hawkins. Reach him at @Hawkins@Breitbart.com. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.